4.46.
Brad Pitt said recently, "They call my kids by their names. They shove cameras in their faces. I really believe there should be a law against it." He was talking, of course, about paparazzi. But are the paparazzi really as bad as Brad Pitt says they are? Today in the studio with me is Jennifer Boole, who is an actual, is it paparazzi or paparazzo?
Paparazzo for a man, paparazza for a woman. Paparazzi is the plural.
So, Jennifer, are you good, bad, or in between?
Well, I think I'm a good girl, but some people would probably not like me.
A lot of people say there's a working relationship between celebrities and paparazzi. Would you say that was true? That celebrities actually tell you where they're going to be?
Yes, of course. That happens all the time. But I think that's what a lot of the public doesn't realize. You know, people shout at us and insult us when there's a big crowd of us around. Let's say Britney Spears or Lindsay Lohan. I just want to tell them that they called us. After we've sold the photos, we split the money between the stars and us.
I've often thought that must be true. I mean, nobody just goes to the gym with their hair done and makeup on unless they're actually expecting to be photographed.
Exactly. But don't get me wrong. It's not like all the celebrities want to be photographed. If a celebrity wants to go out and avoid the paparazzi, it's pretty easy to do. Celebrities that don't like it rarely get photographed. They very rarely get photographed.
Give me some examples of celebrities who genuinely don't want to be photographed. Like, who really hates it?
Julia Roberts hates it. Kate Bosworth hates it.
Are photos of them worth more money if they hate it?
It depends. No, not necessarily. Because they don't get photographed often, then nobody sees them in magazines, and they lose interest in them because they become boring.
What shot have you taken that you got the most money for?
Probably one of the shots that sold the best that I didn't expect, didn't even know, was Paris Hilton carrying the Bible right before she went to jail. There were lots of paparazzi there, but I was the only one that got the Bible.
Do you think we need stricter laws to keep paparazzi away?
There are already enough laws. We don't need more laws or anti-paparazzi laws or anything else. There are places where celebrities can go to where they know they won't be followed and places where they know they will be.
For example?
We don't go into restaurants. We don't go into stores. And, of course, we don't go into people's homes. That's private property. But a beach or a park isn't.
So you don't think that being followed and photographed by the paparazzi is really stressful for celebrities?
I think there are only a few people for whom it's really and truly stressful. I'd say that in most cases, the star not only doesn't mind, but has actually told the paparazzi, "This is where I'm going to be this afternoon."
Fascinating. Thank you very much for coming into the studio. Jennifer Boole, everybody.